for ACX Mobile. I'm here, dude.
Couldn't let me out of it. I turned the dial and it, I don't know what I've done now. Now it won't go back to that on its own. I have to dial.
Put it in VFO mode. You just need to put it back in memory mode. There'll be a button there that says M-E-M or something like that, memory, or something along those lines, and you'll just have to hit it and take it back over to memory mode. Roger that. I have to wear them pretty much all the time anymore. That's just something that's come about in the last year and a half, 2 years.
In my 50s, it just woke up one morning in the fine print. I said, what in the world is going on? And Vicky said, here, try these. I stuck those on. I said, oh, my God, it cleared up. What in the world wrong with me?
Disease called AGE.
Fastest things. I have to wear them to, if I want to read something, you know, small, I have to put them on. You can't walk around in them because you get dizzy. Everything's blurred. You try to walk, you got to take them off to walk around and put them on to read.
That's how come I got the ones I got. They're just weak reading glasses, but I can see when I'm walking and when I'm driving, and then I can read because I was on off all the time, and it got to be too much trouble or a lot of trouble, and so I just went to the eye doctor and got me a pair of glasses, and here we are today.
Yeah, I know I got to do my driver's license next year by my birthday, and I got to do my radio license sometime between now and December. I got to get that done too. I don't need reading glasses for that, but I do for the driver's license.
Roger that. Well, if you're going to do the radio license, you probably need to get started on it, because there's been some changes to the FCC's website, so don't wait till the last minute.
Procrastinate. Yeah, I might do that this weekend and see if I can get that thing done. I don't know. I got to do it by December 21st, I think.
Have any trouble with that? There's a guy in the area, and he's probably monitoring right now, KA3JCA, that is an excellent source of knowledge on how to navigate that website. That's who I call on when I have a problem.
Sometimes I've done it. I went through, I forget now. That was the last time. And then before that, it was something else. I've got a drone. Trying to get a FRN number for that and pay the $5, whatever it was. It shouldn't be any more difficult than that, would it?
I've never messed with the drone stuff. I've been wanting to get into that, but just didn't want to put another iron in the fire.
Years ago, it's a pretty big one, and but I use it for stuff. I got it for when my daughter was building her house. I did took pictures of it all through the stages of it and all, and then I hooked up an apparatus to it. If I want to put a line over a tree, I just take it up with the drone.
That's what Dave does also, W4DJW. He's got one he does that with. And Dave builds his own drones, so he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to drones. And so is Jimmy, KO4LAO, Alpha. Was it Alpha? No, I can't remember. Anyway, that's his call sign.
I'm building them. I just bought this one. It's got 6 motors. It's a powerful drone. It'll take up some weight. Yeah, if you want to, I set some bricks on it on the landing gear to hold it down, and it tries to lift them up.
Well, dude, I am getting close up here, so I am going to jump off so I can concentrate on getting into this place, because I'm sure it's like a maze this morning. So good to talk to you this morning, and I'll be back on as soon as I get all this stuff unloaded. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
I'll just be in and out here. I'll just leave the radio on, heck with it. And if I don't answer, it means I'm outside doing something, but I'll be in and out. Catch you later, N4AZE.